Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. The coming of age. And we're going to talk kingdom because I think it's vitally important that we understand the concept of kingdom. Jesus made a statement in his preaching, and he said, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, and then shall the end come. So it's not just the gospel of salvation, which is vitally important to the salvation of the soul, but there's the gospel of the kingdom, amen, that needs to be heralded throughout the earth before the end comes. And it's important that we understand kingdom. Here in the West, we understand more democracy than theocracy. So let me read a verse in out of Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. The kingdoms of this world. This is the ultimate goal. This is set in the mind and the heart of God the Father, and it will come to pass. Whatever things may look like in the world, God is not out of control. And the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Right now, he's using the instrument of his church. I believe this is why there's been so much to infiltrate the church, to distract, to discredit, to disturb, to divide, you name it, because the devil himself knows that God is using his church, amen, in these last days to establish the kingdom of God in this world. Now, kingdoms, you have to understand, kingdoms are based upon the amount of territory or dominion one gains. A kingdom is based on the amount of territory or dominion that one gains. Kingdoms are all about dominion. Kingdoms do not necessarily want to coexist. Amen. Let me say it again. A kingdom is based upon the amount of territory or dominion that one has gained. Now, I hope to touch on this or get into this in this message, but life has a cycle. Everything about life has a cycle. Even when forests burn, the seedlings go into the ground and they, over time, will create another forest. You have 7 days in a week, then another week starts. It ain't another 7 days, it's seven same days, it's just a cycle. In a month, you have so many days, but then another month. In a year, you have so many months, and then another year. In a decade, you have a decade, then another decade. In a century, you have a century, then another century. So it's a cycle. Well, God is, we're on a cycle as well. And it's imperative that we understand kingdom because we are going back to the future. Can I say it that way? You'll read a lot of what transpires or takes place in Revelation that was initiated in Genesis. That's why Jesus is called or known as the last Adam. Okay? There's something that was lost that God has purposed and will ultimately regain for mankind. So we're on that cycle, but it's imperative that you and I come of age. Yes, see, some of us here, it's a time when you ought to be a teacher. Amen. About 5-6 amens and a helpless apostle. That's all I got. Amen. I said, sometimes if we're dragging our spiritual feet, yes. Now be careful, because there's a generation that's following us. They're moving at breakneck speed. And God is anointing them. And they're accumulating knowledge. See, we didn't have access to what they have access to today. And you can be saying one thing, and they go online, and they find a whole bunch more of what you said. So you can't be dragging your feet. You must come of age. There are many that should be teachers, but yet they have need of someone to teach them. That's somewhat of an indictment against us, against this generation. Amen. But tell somebody, God's not finished with me yet. I believe there's a window, a time where you can refire. Amen. Tell somebody, ain't no retirement in this thing. You got to refire. Amen. It says God won't quench a smoking flax. You know, a candle that's about to go out, that's flickering. You know, when it's about to go out, God won't blow it out. He'll fan it till it picks up enough wind to get a flame on it again. If you've done good work for God, guess what? He's going to reward you with more work. I'm always reminded of Caleb at 85 years old. Amen. He'd been with them rebel Israelites. He'd seen the giants, but at 85, after he had to wander through the wilderness one more time with them, he went to Joshua and said, listen, give me my mountain. Amen. He said, I was first promised when Moses was alive at 40, but I'm 85 now, and I'm still as strong because I've walked by faith. I'm still as encouraged because I've not walked by sight. I'm still strong in my body because I believe God. Give me my mountain. And guess what? He went in and he drove out the mountain that had the giants in it. Tell somebody right now, it ain't over. Come on, tell somebody else, it ain't over till God says it's over. And I believe that we are on a cycle and we are going back to the future. We're going back to a place of dominion. We are going to back to a place of rulership. We read right here where the Bible says that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. Amen. The problem is many push that way off into the future somewhere. And so the church is just hanging in there till Jesus comes. Where do you read that? Tell me. I heard we're supposed to stand fast. Yes. Be strong in the Lord. Yes. As a matter of fact, God told Joshua, he said, have not I commanded you? Be strong. God is not suggesting. My little child, I suggest. No, God says, haven't I commanded you to be strong? I got a little muffled there too, but that's all right. God has commanded us to be, not in ourselves, but in the Lord and the power of his might. It's not by our strength. That's why we must understand his yoke is easy. His burden is light. What's wrong is people get involved or tangled up in battles that don't even belong to them. Because you're moved by your flesh. You get angry with people in your flesh. You let people provoke you in your flesh. And the devil already knows he can trip you up anytime. He can come in and steal from you anytime. Because you got an attitude. Because you're edgy. Amen. Tell somebody, time to come of age. You've been acting like a child for too long. Amen. I believe this message is going to get better. You've been acting like a child for too long. And long as the heir is a child, he's different, nothing from a servant. A hired help. Even though he's heir of all. So it's time to come of age. In Genesis chapter 2. Let's go there. Genesis chapter 2. All the way back to the front now. And verse 10 and 12. Let's look at the principle here. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison. That is it which compasses the whole land of Havilah where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is Delium and the Onyx stone. And he goes on to talk about the other rivers. But there was a river that went out of Eden. This is a type. This is something for us to understand and to learn. God, let me say it this way. Simply put, God's taking us back to a place of dominion. All right? Not hanging in there till Jesus comes. Not being beat up by the devil every day. Not holding on for dear life. But a place of dominion. And it has everything to do with kingdom. The first realm of dominion that has to be realized, that you must realize, and see, every king has a domain, a place of dominion. Okay, any king. I'll show you. It's in Revelation. We are made kings. And when I say king, that means queen too. Let's not get it twisted. You know, when we talk about sons, we're talking about men and women. Sons of God. In the beginning, in Christ, there's neither male nor female. As a matter of fact, when Adam was created, it was Adam. It was Adam and Eve. Eve was inside. Adam is plural. And because of Adam missing the mark, God had to do a surgery on him, get Eve out. But they were there, the two of them. All right, so Adam. So when we talk about that, we're talking about the church, male and female. Now, the first realm of dominion has to be realized in yourself. There's a realm or territory where you must have dominion. Before you can have dominion on the outside, you got to have some dominion on the inside. Say amen, lights. Ain't nobody in the middle saying amen. I ain't hearing. I got good ears now. You first have to obtain dominion of yourself. Amen. You can't go whack every time something happens. You can't be getting off the charts and mad and angry and losing it every time a little pressure comes. Amen. You got to get yourself under control first. Amen. Before you can point the finger and start correcting somebody else and doing all that stuff, you better get yourself under control. And I don't just mean in the church or in the building. I'm talking about on the drive to church. I'm talking about at home in the bedroom. Amen. In front of the television.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsterbrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on 7 different streaming platforms. Join us daily on TakenTV.Lightcast.com.